Now verse 24. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food until the evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all they of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. Now, the interesting thing is that Jonathan, the son, had not known this strange thing that his father had put down, that you're not to eat anything till the battle's won. Well, Jonathan's already won the battle, actually. And that is the thing that has happened here. We are now beginning to see the real nature of this man, Saul. And again here, this man, Jonathan, gains a great victory. But again, Saul takes credit for it. And we are told here that Saul says, Now, cursed be the man that eats anything until we've been avenged. Well, Jonathan's already done it, Dad. Saul needs to know that his son has got the battle, and he knows that, but he's not willing to give this man credit. Saul took credit for the victory. His modesty is now gone. Saul's jealousy is also revealed here, as we are going to see. Now we read, and I'm reading verse 26, And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. Now the army didn't dare touch it, but Jonathan, verse 27, Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in an honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, Thy father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Well, they hated to see this, because this boy is the one that's got the victory. Then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? It was a foolish thing that Saul had done. These men are weary. They fought a battle and won it. And now Saul says, I'll not let anybody eat anything until I'm avenged of my enemies. You see, his modesty is absolutely gone. And we are told here that he actually built an altar to the Lord and offered sacrifices. And then in verse 36, Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, Let us draw near hither unto God.